Thank you for participating and joining us today as we go through this message. The title is The Least of These. And as we begin, as always, we will pray first. Thank you, Jesus, for your absolute love in each one of us, for your very presence in everything that all of humanity is involved in and doing. We know that you love and care for each one. We ask that you would bless this message, that the words would be your words, the message would come across and be heard as you intend. Get me out of the way and allow this process to be exactly what you want. We praise you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Today is the last day of the Christian calendar before we start over again with Advent. Today is called Christ the King Sunday. Our journey from Advent, Christmas, Epiphany, Lent, Easter, Pentecost, and everything in between is coming to an end today. Next week, we will begin a new year with Advent. We have an anchor which holds us, the very presence of God, in the middle of whatever may be going on in our world. Recognize that Jesus is very involved. He is understanding. He knows the good, the bad, and everything in between. It is God's presence through Christ in the Spirit which carries us through every circumstance. And that's something we can believe and trust and hold on to. We don't need to lose hope. And many struggle. I know I have struggled from time to time with hope, knowing that it's real, but sometimes circumstances can really cloud that. On this Sunday, we celebrate the culmination of all the days on the Christian calendar. Jesus Christ is coming in his glory, setting as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Do you believe that? Is that something that comes to mind often? Jesus is coming. And does that excite you? Can you be excited to know that Jesus is coming? Today's title, again, The Least of These, is taken from the text Matthew 25, 31 through 46. As you listened to the reading of this text, did you ask yourself who the least of these are in your life? Can you answer who they are in your life? And we all have the least of these in our lives. What was this passage about as you listened? What stood out? What things did you think of in this Matthew 25, 31 through 46? And I will be going through it today, and I will use the English Standard Translation. Maybe something that stood out is, you would say, the sheep or the goats. But we're going to go through this and see what God shows us. Verse 31, when the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, then he will sit in his glorious throne. As we go through this, picture the image of what that looks like. All the angels and all the nations. Can you even begin to fathom how many that may be? We have no clue as to how many angels there are, but I venture to guess there are a lot of them. And all the nations represents all of humanity. Are gathered before him, Jesus, we have an image of all of heaven and earth coming together with Jesus. This is something that is in the future that will be happening. Does this give us great hope in the midst of our messes and disaster to know that all the angels and all of humanity will be gathered before Jesus? Have you ever experienced a year like 2020? Have you questioned whether Jesus is there, is available, is around? Is he aware of 2020? Verse 32 and 33. Before him will be gathered all the nations, and he will separate people from one another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will place the sheep on his right, but the goats on his left. Goats and sheep have coexisted in flocks for years and decades. This was a common practice in the time of Jesus that they would coexist. But there was also a time that the shepherd would separate the sheep from the goats for various reasons. But in this case, this scripture is talking about people. He is separating the sheep from the goats. The sheep and the goats both represent people. We are often told in our culture not to judge. Jesus tells us that we shouldn't condemn. But when Jesus judges, his judgment is righteous and good. And this scene that we are seeing of all the nations and all of the angels, we are seeing Jesus judging. Righteous judgment involves separating, sifting through, and sorting out. Back to Matthew 25, verse 34 through 36. Then the king will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me." He's talking to those on his right, the sheep. Remember, these are people. He tells them they are blessed by the Father. They have an inheritance prepared from them from the foundation of the world. To have an inheritance prepared for you from the foundation of the world, what kind of implication does that? Recognize the foundation of the world. This plan has been in place, and they are experiencing what that is. Jesus is not saying he's going to bless them on account of how they live their lives. Jesus is indicating that the way they have been living their lives is already living the blessed life of the Father. Living in a loving relationship is already living in the blessed life with God. If you are living in that loving relational life, sharing life with others, sharing your life with God, you are living in a blessed life. Verse 37 of chapter 25. Then the righteous will answer him, saying, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? And when did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothed you? When did we see you sick or in prison or visit you?" And the king will answer them, "Truly, I say to you, as you did it to the least of these my brothers, you did to me." Those represented by the sheep, those people ask, "How did this happen? When did we do all of these things?" Their lives were a life of giving and sharing. This was so natural, they didn't see it as something special. Living life on life with one another was a way of life for them, and it was a blessing to all. To care for another person in a tangible way, especially those who are followers of Christ, is to care for Jesus himself. Jesus wants us to enjoy all the benefits and blessing of life in this union and communion with our Creator, in joyful fellowship with one another, and in happy harmony with all He has created. The sheep, those people, had no clue of when they ever did such a thing. So they asked the king when they did all of these things for him. They didn't know. It was an unknown. They just lived life on life, sharing and representing with one another. Jesus tells them, those people, and he is telling it by us reading this story. Just as you did it to one of the least of these, my members of my family, you did it to me. When you share in relationship with one another, you are sharing the very love of God with one another, and he is a part of that love. Next, Jesus addresses the goats, back in Matthew 25, 41 through 46. Then he will say to those on his left, "Depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me." Then they also will answer, saying, "Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not minister to you?" Then he will answer them, saying, "Truly I say to you, as you did not do this to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me." And in verse 47, "And these will go away," those people that are represented by the goats, "will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life." The goats have an orientation to life that is equated to living a cursed life. When we treat others with indifference, oppression, neglect, and injustice, we are doing those very things to Jesus. Jesus goes through the same list he had for the sheep, only this time it's everything that the goats didn't do for Jesus. If someone sees themselves where there is no room for others, especially for someone considered the least of these, then that person is living a life that runs contrary to the life found in the relationship shared by the Father, Son, and Spirit. Notice in verse 47, he says, "And they will go away." The people recognize their choice. As Jesus is going through this process, he is judging and he is pointing out, and the people represented by the goats recognize their life, their choices, and they go away. They go on their own accord. Their whole life is oriented in disregard of the king and his reign. As anything they want to be a part of, they have chosen to distance themselves from Jesus and everything that he represents. They have no time for other people and no time for Jesus. Their life was all about me, themselves. The natural end is coming down this path, living with no room for anyone but themselves. We go back to the question, who are the least of these? Do we have people in our lives that are the least of these? When we see someone in need and we have the ability to help, do we? Maybe we are in a position with limited resources, but we can pray to Jesus to help them, to provide for them, to focus on their needs, that God would provide, that Jesus would come and minister and take care of the needs? Do we share those blessings with others? Do we share our blessings? Because we all are blessed. These words of warning, of urgency, is to turn to Jesus in the sure hope that in him is blessing for life forever. As you picture that scene of all the angels and all the nations, and Jesus in his righteous judgment is going through each person, we participate with Jesus in what he is doing in the world. Ask God to show you the least of these in your life. And when I say ask, be genuine in that prayer, in that asking, and be genuine in responding to what you are shown. The least of these, God loves very much. As we close out this Christ the King Sunday, we look forward to that time when he is coming, when he returns to this earth, and there will be no least of these. We will all be in participation in his love for us. As he judges righteously, we think of living our life with Jesus. If you have a question or a comment for us, you can reach us through gcderby.org, or you can reach us through our Facebook page, Grace Communion Derby. Next week, we begin Advent. We look forward to you joining and being a part of our participation with what Jesus is doing as Advent begins.